Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Janet Jackson.
Hello.
How are you, Janet Jackson?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing really good. We love talking to you.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet. I enjoy talking to you, too.
Been a couple months, but yeah, what's been going on? You got a lot of stuff going on, actually.
Mm-hmm. Film, book, theme song for the movie, nothing.
If people really knew what Janet Jackson's life was, would they say, oh my God, it's so exciting, or oh my God, it's so boring?
I don't think it's not boring for me. It might be boring for them, but I'm always on the move, always doing something. So the minute I have a few days to just take a breather, I seize the moment.
And when you have those brief times where you just take a breather, what do?
If I can get away, I do. I love the ocean. That's my thing. I love humidity, heat, warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
I love the beach. And if I can't, it's about being with my friends, being with my family, playing games. I love reading. I love watching, going to the movies or watching black and white films, old films.
Yeah, you brought up the family, and every day it seems like there's a different rumor about what's going on with the tour here. Is there going to be a Jackson reunion tour? Are you involved with it? Are you not involved with it? Every day there's a different rumor.
No one's asked me about being involved with a reunion tour, so that I know nothing of.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a different answer, but that's all that I can really say. I haven't discussed. None of my brothers have discussed with me about doing a reunion tour.
Would you be open to doing a tour?
I'd have to really give it a great deal of thought. I think they should for sure do a reunion tour for sure. Them.
Uh-huh.
I think people have been dying to see them for a very, very long time, and really miss their energy on stage, and I think it would be great.
Now, I heard very distinctly there, almost bolded and underlined and italicized, them. They should do a reunion tour. Why would you be reluctant to jump on that?
Because it's not really being that reluctant. I just think people want to see them,
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily their little sister tagging along with them. Who knows? But I when I think about the Jacksons, I want to see them perform. I don't think about wanting to see me perform with them. But that's me as a fan.
Let's talk about the movie.
Why Did I Get Married Too? It's about four couples that have been friends since college, and they go on an annual vacation, and they revisit the question, why did I get married? So it brings up a lot of things. They're shot in the Bahamas, then the Bahamas vacationing, and it's paradise, and then a lot of drama happens while they're in paradise, and it's about forgiveness, about trust, about communication, about healing, about not healing. It's very funny at times, and then it gets very dramatic at times.
Now, Janet, I saw the first movie, and I thought it was fantastic, and do you find, because your character is she a psychologist? Is that her profession? Because I wondered if now in your private life, if people come to you for relationship advice, because they seem to be doing that in the movie.
It was that way before the movie. That's one of the things that I connected with the character, Patricia, because Some of my friends call me their therapist, actually. Mm-hmm. And this was before the film. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I've been married twice and divorced twice. Why do you want me to be your therapist? I'm still trying to figure this out for myself. But they do. And obviously, I guess I'm giving okay advice. And I know I'm a wonderful listener because that I can do. But they keep coming back. So I'm always helping people with their issues. And I used to, like Patricia, not deal with my own. My own would come about. So that's where I related to her in those two areas.
After doing these two movies and, like you said, getting married and divorced twice, are you open to marriage ever again in your personal life?
You know, if it's God's plan for me and that's really not a cop-out, then it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's the way that I see that. That's the way that I see having a family. Mm-hmm. If it's in my cards, it's going to happen.
And you did the lead song for the soundtrack also. You and Jermaine worked on this together, right?
Yes, we wrote it together. We produced it together. It's called Nothing. And it was really inspired from the characters in the movie. That was the true inspiration for it. And it's available on iTunes. And I'm really happy because people have been listening to this song and really, really taken to it. They've really been enjoying it and really responses. So I'm glad they're liking it.
You know, we're here in Atlanta, so we have to ask. I think everybody is sort of like fascinated with the relationship with you and Jermaine because you guys have both been such adults about it. And I think when people go through the same kind of things you guys have gone through, you usually go separate ways. But you guys have formed this beautiful relationship, and it seems to be seamless.
We never stop loving one another. I adore him. He is such a good man and has such a wonderful heart. And I'm so thankful that he's allowing me to still be in his life and that we're such good friends. We speak every single day. I adore Jermaine. And I will hope that he will always allow me to be in his life.
Well, good luck with the song and good luck with the movie. And I know from an outsider's perspective, I would love to see you part of that tour. So,
yeah.
Yes.
You wouldn't be just a little sister.
Yeah, right. You're not just a little sister. You may not know this. You're Janet Jackson.
Little sister tagging along.
No, not at all.
You
are
Janet.
All right, Janet, thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you.
Right, bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.